Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. Well, first of all, we've had an interesting weather week this week, Bob. So kind of tell us what you've seen and what you've heard throughout the area.
Well, starting the first of the week, everybody's runs were a little bit lighter. We had, rain. It's pretty moist, wet everywhere around the country. And so I think that's what everybody's runs were lighter at the beginning of the week. And then towards the middle of the week, we continued to get moisture and everybody's runs was light. And then, I mean, I didn't even know, watching the weather, I didn't realize we got probably two or three inches of snow there late Wednesday afternoon at Apache. So that slowed our runs up quite a bit. But Casey, overall, now what I've seen sell, the market has been excellent. Feeder market would have been higher, steady to higher. I mean, we were seeing examples of some 750 to 8 weight cattle bringing 80 to 85. 83, some bring an exceptional set, bring 84, stick out 6 weight steers, bringing it up into the like 210, 215. I mean, there's demand for the cattle. And we've got an exceptional market on these very front end cattle, but the demand overall is good. And wheat prospects, if they had wheat, it's better. People are, a lot of people had cattle bought. They're able to turn out now. A lot of people had their calves weaned. They're turning out now. So, we're seeing some activity in the country. But overall, the market's good. I think the fat market is kind of in limbo. They're not a lot moving. The feeders are wanting 160. They're bidding 158, 159. I mean, it's a typical showdown in the feed yard. But in general, the cattle market's in good stable condition. I mean, we're going to have our ups and downs. This thing's going to gyrate up back and forth. But right now, if you've got cattle weaned and you have wheat pasture or cheap feed cost, just make them bigger. If you're out of hay, having to buy these $400 ton feed, you probably want to go ahead and sell the cattle. In general, very optimistic about what we're seeing in the business right now.
Yeah, as I was reporting throughout the week on different cattle auctions, it seems like prices were really good this week.
Yeah, it was, and we did have I know the week before we probably had stale market basis just getting cattle where they needed to go, but take that out, and the market was still higher. I know they called some extremes 8 to 10 higher. I'd call it 2 to 4 higher. I don't really know. But we're not even going to get into that. I don't know where they get their figures. But anyway.
What are you expecting for next week, Bob?
I think Oklahoma City will have probably 8 to 10,000. Hopefully there at Apache will get back up to 1,500 to 1,700. I mean, it's wet. And then the cattle available, I think if they've got them, unless they're big now, they're going to hold on to them a minute. I mean, and if, like I said, if I got wheat or got cheap feed bought, yeah, I would. I wouldn't. I mean, this thing's coming to them. And we know we're going to see less cattle every day here forward.
Have most of the folks in your area at least got some type of moisture the past few weeks?
Yes. Yes. I mean, pretty much, 150, our trade territory, Apache, you take 152 south all the way to the Texas Red River, all the way east to Paris, Texas, Hugo, Ida Bell in there. All of them's got some moisture, some of them quite a bit others than others. But in general, we're getting some moisture the last 2 weeks.
All right.
And I think they're calling for moisture, 2 or 3 days next week?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've heard too. So we'll keep our fingers crossed because the more the better, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Bob, where can folks find you if they have questions?
Just give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Get a hold of any of us. David Gage, Justin Kirkendall, myself, Greg Griffith will be more than glad to, answer any of your questions. Call the girls and they can always find us. They'll transfer the calls to us.